Tuesday, June 26, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City. We are right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a dose of common sense. Yes, we might mix in just a touch of sarcasm here or there. We are very happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope that your Monday was not too painful. I hope that you survived your Monday because now we are moving on. That Monday is behind us. Hey, I'm not sure if you realize this, but today, June 26th, is actually former New York Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter's birthday today. Yeah, Derek Jeter turns 43 today. You know, I'm doing my best not to get all depressed thinking about my life in comparison to Derek Jeter's. I mean, I'm sure it's not as glamorous as it looks, is it? I mean, after a while, how many supermodels and like world famous actresses and Playboy playmates can you actually be with before it's just pathetic? I mean, it's just superficial. Not sure what that number actually is, but I would imagine that Derek Jeter is going to try to soldier on while we go on about our exciting and fulfilling lives. He will somehow try to manage with what he's doing. But Derek Jeter, yeah, he turns 43 today. Hey, if you'd like to contact us and tell us why Derek Jeter should be jealous of your life, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got a question. Maybe you've got a comment. Maybe you've got a suggestion. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to drop us a line. Hey, today on the show, we do have a few news items that I want to discuss. And you know, with the NBA draft now complete, we want to take a look around and see if we can't find a few winners and losers from that draft. I know. The immediate reaction is, well, this team won and this team lost because they picked this player and they picked this player. But I don't know if we can truly tell that just yet. Going to talk about some of those things here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a little closer look at the NBA draft and see if we can't see some long-term winners and losers. A couple of things coming out, though, in the world of breaking news before we get to that. Speaking of the NBA, while Cleveland Cavaliers superstar LeBron James still hasn't decided yet whether or not he is going to pick up his player option, sources close to LeBron are saying that he has no intention of listening to these big, elaborate pitch meetings from NBA teams. They say that LeBron might meet or speak with a club official or owner at some point, but the whole big, elaborate presentation that have kind of become commonplace in NBA free agency over the past few years, those are totally unnecessary. LeBron has now been around. He's seen it all. He's been in the league for 15 seasons. And I think that just makes sense, people. LeBron doesn't need all the glitz and the glamour and the show. I mean, if there is one thing that LeBron James does not want, it is a big, elaborate show. This is a guy that does not like drama or spectacle.
Okay!
Why are you laughing? Stop laughing. I mean, LeBron just wants things to be simple. He doesn't want anything too gaudy. Let's think about LeBron's history. Let's think about his career. Let's think about his game. Yeah, there's nothing showy for the cameras about LeBron James, is there?
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships.
I mean, dude gets hand-checked. It looks like he's getting electroshock therapy. He is the guy that is going to tell us, hey, let's try to keep a lid on this, can we? I don't want anything too showy. I don't want anything too flashy. Yeah, we remember how the whole free agency thing went last time, don't we?
Not one championship.
Not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two.
Far be it from LeBron to make a big show of things.
Not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
He doesn't want all that. LeBron James saying he doesn't want an elaborate pitch as far as free agency. Yeah, that kind of sounds to me like exactly what someone would say who wants an elaborate pitch, doesn't it? Here is my free advice to NBA teams out there. If you are thinking of courting one LeBron James, do this. Throw a parade. Hold a concert. Have, I don't know, Beyonce pop out of the cake. I want fireworks. I want a live show. I want a big stage. I want microphones being passed around. Hey, we can spin this however we want to. We all know LeBron loves that stuff. Why are we pretending he doesn't? Why is he going to stand up here and act like, hey, I don't want to show. Let's try to keep this all level-headed. He's never done anything like that in his life. Kind of humorous, at least to me. Moving over to the NFL, you know, New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman's appeal of his form game suspension was set to be heard yesterday. And sources were saying he plans to mount a vigorous defense that questions the NFL's handling of his case. Of course, earlier this month, it was announced that the Patriots receiver is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. Later, it was reported that the substance for which Edelman tested positive for wasn't actually on the banned substance list. Now, that remains one of two big issues at the heart of this appeal that Edelman is going to bring against the NFL. The other, they say, involves a mishandling of the documentation and the delivery of Edelman's test results. Edelman is arguing that mishandling the evidence is one of the reasons he should be exonerated from this suspension. Look, I don't have any idea where this is all going to go. I really don't. It sounds to me like maybe Edelman tested positive for a substance that the NFL honestly didn't know what it was. And so maybe they are looking at it as that's a possible masking agent. That's a possible banned substance and we can't figure out what it is. That's what this sounds like. It sounds like maybe the NFL has botched the testing process with Edelman. That doesn't mean he's going to get off. We know that for a fact. That doesn't mean anything because the NFL can still do exactly what they want. We'll see where this all ends up going as far as his appeals process. But I do think that there is more to the story than maybe we are getting. I'm not sure how you suspend someone over a substance that isn't technically banned, but I would imagine, like I said, that there's probably more to the story than that because just banning someone for a substance that isn't banned, that doesn't make any sense. I would imagine we're going to get a few more details that are going to make it a little more clear. I tested positive for a non-banned substance. Yeah, I don't think we're getting exactly what happened in the Julian Edelman case. But you know, if I'm Julian Edelman, I would take a completely different approach here because I don't know that I would be arguing about substances because if you go too far down that rabbit hole, because they might find something that they are going to directly link to you and say, hey, you did test positive for this. And as a result, you could find yourself in some trouble. But if I'm Julian Edelman, I would go in a completely different direction. I think I would stand up for my appeal and say, let me see if I have this straight. I'm getting suspended for 4 games by the National Football League for an illegal substance, supposedly, or for a substance that you can't label, or whatever that might be. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston is only getting 3 games for assaulting some Uber driver's crotch? At least drop my suspension to 2 games? I mean, come on! Do you see the difference between these two? Yes, maybe Julian Edelman took something. Jameis Winston actually touched someone inappropriately. Why is Edelman getting the higher number of games? Gotta be because he's a Patriot, doesn't it? I don't know. If I'm Julian Edelman, I think I might be standing up there and saying, can we just look at these two cases and explain to me why one is getting more than the other? Because that seems just a little askew to me. Maybe it's just me. I don't think it's just me, but maybe it's just me. Hey, coming back, we want to take a look at a few of the winners and losers from that NBA draft that took place last week. And you know, these things are sometimes a little bit difficult to calculate. It's a little bit hard. But we're going to do our best to make sense of what we saw last week in the NBA draft. Now I realize, like I said, it is way too early to be issuing draft grades or winners and losers from a draft, especially the NBA draft. Because the players that are being selected in the NBA draft, they're so incredibly young. These are 18, 19-year-old kids. I mean, forget them developing as professional athletes, as they will all need to do. Most of these guys, they don't even know what it means to be an adult yet, let alone a professional athlete adult. Like, that's a whole different thing. They still have to grow physically. They still have to grow mentally. They still have to grow emotionally. So I don't look at these draft classes and just say, hey, this team or this player won the draft, because we don't know for sure yet. We're not going to know for a while yet. No one does. And more importantly, we're not going to actually know who won this draft, I would say, for probably 3 to 5 years. But here at the Daily Dose, we try to look at things a little more closely. We try to examine some of the facts. We try to consider some different possibilities. And then we try to pick our winners and our losers of the NBA draft accordingly. So with all that in mind, let's take a look at a few of the winners and losers from the NBA draft. Now, I'm going to give a winner to the Cleveland Cavaliers because, yes, the Cavs only had one pick in this draft, but they got a guy in the draft that I really like. Alabama point guard Colin Sexton is a playmaker. He is capable of getting his own shot off. He is capable of scoring points on his own, but it's not just that. He's also capable of creating shots for other players. He can do it all. He is an absolute playmaker. He will create things. That is a very, very good thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers because no matter what happens with LeBron James, Colin Sexton should be a guy that can step in and play solid minutes immediately. When we look at Colin Sexton, I would say that the ceiling for Colin Sexton is probably he ends up being a star. He ends up being an all-star type player. I think the floor for Colin Sexton is he's probably still a solid bench player that can come in and contribute to a team. That's a very, very solid draft for a team that only had one pick and they could be losing their best player. As a result, I'm going to give the Cleveland Cavaliers a winner in the 2018 draft. Now I'm going to give a loser. And I'm going to give a loser to, well, Colin Sexton. Okay, so it might not all be gravy in Cleveland because we know that if LeBron James decides, hey, you know what, the whole free agent thing, it doesn't look so inviting. There's just that many great places for me to go. There aren't that many teams out there that have the money, that have the supporting cast, that have the situation, that have the city, all those things that are going to get me to leave Cleveland and go join that team. And as a result, I think there's a chance LeBron James could end up signing a one-year deal and remaining in Cleveland. And if that is the result, then I think we would have to give a loser to Colin Sexton because we know how difficult it is to play with LeBron James. Like I said, I really like Colin Sexton. He's a tough kid. He is creative. He is talented. But you know, I would have said those exact same things about guys like, I don't know, Chris Bosh or Kevin Love. And look how they turned out. They turned into these bizarro, neutered versions of themselves playing with LeBron. And those were two experienced veterans. What in the world is LeBron James going to do to a rookie? Colin Sexton might end up looking more like J.R. Smith by the time this is all over. Now, I know we saw at the draft, we saw Sexton try to do the whole, hey, come on, LeBron, let's do it. Let's go back to the finals. But let's be real honest. LeBron James has broken better players than you, young man. Be careful what you wish for, bro. You might want to start sending LeBron a guide to downtown Los Angeles brochures. Because if he stays in Cleveland, hey, it's not proven to be easy to play with the guy. Sorry, Colin Sexton. We're going to give you a loser. I'm going to give a winner to another NBA team. I am going to give a winner to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, like I said, I don't have any idea how all of these players are going to turn out. But if nothing else in this draft, the Dallas Mavericks at least got some quantity in the draft. Now we'll have to wait 2, 3, 4, 5 years and see if they got quality in the draft. But the Dallas Mavericks entered the draft with the 5th pick and they came out with Luka Doncic, who could end up being the best player in the draft. I mean, he has been playing with Real Madrid, which in all honesty is probably the best non-NBA team in the world since he was 16 years old. And he's been playing against grown men. He's been playing against professional athletes in their mid to late 20s. And we know in those European leagues, a lot of times, these opponents can be very, very physical on perimeter players. The NBA doesn't allow nearly as much of that in their game as they do overseas. That could prove to be a good test for Luka Doncic. And as a result, the Dallas Mavericks may have gotten a steal getting Luka where they did. But that wasn't all, because the Dallas Mavericks also added NCAA champion point guard Jalen Brunson in the 2nd round. When I look at this draft, it's crazy to think about giving a winner to the Dallas Mavericks, because the Mavericks have been terrible in the draft lately. They've been horrible in the draft lately. The last few drafts I look at, I'm going, who did they take? They've had high picks. What did they do with them? Tyler Zeller? Byron Mullins, Justin Anderson. So when I look at this draft in comparison, I say, yes, the Mavericks have to be a winner. Now, maybe the Mavs really did their homework this year. Maybe they've turned a corner in player evaluation. Or, I mean, maybe this group is going to suck too. I'm going to make the Dallas Mavericks a tentative winner, and we'll kind of see how this turns out. I think there might be winners, though. We'll kind of see. Just wait. I'm not going to declare them full-blown winners, but just sort of, for now, they're winners. I'm going to give a loser to Michigan State forward Jaren Jackson. I told you before the draft, I really like Jaren Jackson, even though I think he actually might be 2, 3, 4 years away from truly reaching his potential. Jaren Jackson is a 6'11 athlete that actually has shooting range from outside, and he plays hard at both ends of the floor. This is a fluid athlete. This isn't a guy that is struggling to run up and down the floor. He can play with his back to the basket. He can face up. He's a better ball handler than you might think, and he's a better passer than you might think. Now, we know he's going to get compared to Draymond Green because he plays defense. He went to Michigan State, right? But he's probably actually closer to maybe a better shooting Joakim Noah, something like that, with a prettier shot. So what's the problem for Jaren Jackson? Why is he a loser today? Well, mostly because he was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies with the 4th pick in the draft, which doesn't sound too bad. But prior to the draft, Jaren Jackson actually refused to go work out for the Grizzlies. He said he had no interest in playing for that franchise. Hey, nice job. Way to endear yourself to the locals, Jaren Jackson. Grizzly fans already hate your guts. Good luck. Pressure's all on you. I'm going to give a winner to new Denver Nugget Michael Porter. Now, it might sound odd to see a guy that just a few months back was being looked at as a possible top pick of this draft. He dropped clear to 14. So why in the world am I labeling him a winner? Hey, Porter is definitely a winner. No question about that, at least for now. Because when you consider the fact, it was just back in November that Michael Porter had back surgery to treat herniated discs in his back. Yes, at the age of what, 18, 19 years old? The discomfort was caused, apparently, by small tears in the outer layers of his vertebrae discs that allowed important lubricating material to start leaking out. That doesn't sound good, does it? I mean, when you consider what he has undergone, yeah, the fact that he got drafted at all might just be amazing. The good news is that the NBA isn't going to be demanding on his back at all, is it? I mean, professional basketball is what? Mostly relaxing by the pool? No, it's not. Oh, jumping up and down on hardwood. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to treat his back really, really well. Hey, the Denver Nuggets took a gamble on Porter after the Orlando Magic, the Chicago Bulls, the New York Knicks, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Los Angeles Clippers all deemed it too risky. But hey, the Nuggets, they are on board with both feet because what do they have to lose? Nothing. They've sucked for years anyways. What's one more bad draft to the Denver Nuggets? But Michael Porter is going to be getting top 15 money, and he can use that money to get himself a nice, shiny new rascal to cruise around Denver in. I am setting the over-under on Michael Porter's career games played. Let's set it at 30. And I just might take the under. Hey, I hope Porter's okay. But big men and back injuries, yeah, that never ends well. See Bill Walton, or Ralph Sampson, or Larry Johnson, or Tracy McGrady, or Brad Doherty, or Larry Bird. Yeah, back injuries and big guys, that's not a good sign. I'm going to give a loser to the New York Knicks fans who actually booed the Kevin Knox pick. Now, I'm not sure if you actually watched the NBA draft last week, but when the New York Knicks selected Kentucky forward Kevin Knox with the 9th overall pick, the camera zoomed in on their fans there at the Barclays Center, just booing the selection because they wanted Michael Porter instead. Hey, Knox is an 18-year-old physical freak. He's a decent shooter, but he could actually get better. He's 6'9". He can lead the fast break. He's actually versatile enough to hurt you in a number of different ways, offensively and defensively. He's still growing. He's just a kid. But here's my problem, more importantly, with this loser here and why we're giving this to Knicks fans. You also booed the pick of Kristaps Porzingis. You clearly aren't the talent scouts that you think you are, Knicks fans. I don't want to hear any more booing from Knicks fans for a while. Because remember, you booed Porzingis, you booed Knox, but I'll bet you actually cheered for Carmelo Anthony when you first got him, didn't you? See, you have no credibility, Knicks fans. Not right now. Hey, coming back, we still have a few more winners and losers from this NBA draft to get to, including a coach, a parent, and you know, we might have to discuss this entire 2018 NBA draft class as a whole. Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. July's Loot Crate theme is now out, and it is called Team Up. If you need someone to watch your back, sounds like it's time for a team up. Do better together with an awesome squad of collectibles and gear, including two t-shirts in this month's crate. July's Loot Crate theme features items from Ant-Man vs. Wasp, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Adventure Time. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just be sure that you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order just as a little thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose. Hey, got a few more winners and losers that we've got to give out. Speaking of Kentucky, I've got to give a winner to Kentucky head coach John Calipari. Now look, I'm not a huge John Calipari fan. I don't know that he's the best X's and O's kind of guy. And I think in big games, Calipari tends to probably get outcoached, despite the fact that most nights he actually has more talent than the other team. But you can't deny that John Calipari keeps winning on draft night. Once again, Cal's Kentucky team had four players drafted and three of them were in the first round. You want proof that John Calipari's winning? Remember a few years back, Kentucky's getting all these players drafted. Cal would show up at the draft. He would kind of hang out. And I won't lie. When I saw it, I thought it was kind of contrived. I thought it was kind of cheesy. He's trying to be here with the families. He's trying to show this is just one big Kentucky family. Well, he's still doing that. And you know what? Other coaches are starting to follow suit. Tom Izzo was at draft night. Jay Wright was at draft night. Avery Johnson was at draft night. It is becoming more and more common. That never happened before. And you know why? Because John Calipari now has people believing if my kid goes to Kentucky, they are going to the NBA and they're going to be a top draft pick. Hey, he may keep losing at the NCAA tournament. John Calipari keeps winning on draft night. Now I've got to give a loser. And I know that we have a no LeVar Ball policy here on the show. I'm going to have to bend that just a little bit. Because you have to think that LeVar Ball was not pleased with the way the 2018 NBA draft turned out. Because you see, I think that LeVar Ball has this dream in his head where all of his three sons are drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. Unicorns are roaming the streets. They're wearing, I don't know, big baller brand gear. And eventually the people of Los Angeles would say, you know, this Lakers team, they are really talented. Those three brothers, they are something special, but I think it's missing something. You know what we need? We need a real coach. We need a coach that tells our guys to jack up threes from half court. We need a coach that'll just pull his team off the floor if things don't go his way. We need LeVar Ball to coach the Lakers. I honestly think, you think I'm joking. I honestly think that's what LeVar Ball has in his head. Can't you picture that is his dream? But then on draft night, the Lakers didn't call LeVar's second son LiAngelo Ball. In fact, no one called LiAngelo Ball. And it doesn't sound like anyone is even interested in LiAngelo Ball. It doesn't even sound like anyone is even interested in giving him just a walk-on tryout kind of thing. And do you know why? Because LiAngelo Ball is not very good at playing basketball. Aww. Other than that, I mean, the dream, I guess, is still alive. Perhaps it could come true in some place like, I don't know, Lithuania. But I have to give a loser to LeVar Ball. I've got just a couple more winners and losers here. I'm going to give a winner to the Los Angeles Clippers because I think the Clippers may have gotten their future backcourt in this draft with the picks of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jerome Robinson. But that's not why I'm putting the Clippers as a winner here. I am giving the Clippers a win because you can already see the imprint of Jerry West being in the front office of the Clippers. Clippers didn't get cute. They didn't go out and go trade crazy. They didn't gamble. They didn't do anything silly. They took the two best players available. And you know what? They probably will pay off. Why? Because Jerry West is the smartest man in the NBA. In Jerry West, we trust. Everywhere he goes, the man wins. You can laugh at the Clippers now. You better enjoy it now because I'm telling you, it's coming. Hey, LA fans, you might want to go buy a Clippers shirt. Just tuck it in the back of your closet because in a few years, you might be dragging it back out and wearing it around to parties. I'm going to give a loser and I'm going to give a loser to someone I genuinely feel bad for. I'm going to give a loser to Villanova swingman Mikal Bridges. Now, Mikal Bridges is a very nice player from Villanova. He got drafted by the home team, Philadelphia 76ers. It's a very nice story. Bridges helped bring an NCAA title to Philadelphia while he was at Villanova. And now he gets drafted by the hometown Sixers. He gets to stay home, but wait, because it's about to get worse. At the draft, Bridges brings up his mom, who again, I actually thought was his girlfriend because she's kind of a nugget. But it turns out she actually works in the human resources office with the Philadelphia 76ers. So she's ecstatic. She's all excited. Her son is going to be a member of the team that she works for. He's going to get to stay in Philly. It's a fairy tale. And then the other slipper drops. And less than an hour later, the Philadelphia 76ers trade Bridges to Phoenix.
Man, that's just mean.
I'm going to give my final winner to the San Antonio Spurs because why do good players always seem to fall to San Antonio? They are saying that Miami swingman Lonnie Walker might be a Kawhi Leonard type. He's long. He's athletic. He plays at both ends of the floor. And the only reason he wasn't drafted a little higher is that he actually missed a few games of his final season with a couple of small injuries. But Lonnie Walker could end up being a very good value. But again, maybe he doesn't turn out. And then the San Antonio Spurs wouldn't be a winner. But I'm going to tell you the reason that I'm going to give them a winner for this pick. Because if nothing else, the Spurs look at Kawhi Leonard and say, hey, by the way, yeah, we already drafted your replacement, so get ready to go to the Brooklyn Nets, champ. You're going to enjoy that a whole lot. Yeah, I'm going to give the Spurs a winner. Just for that alone. Okay, I'm going to give our final loser for this year's 2018 NBA draft, and I am going to give it to the entire 2018 NBA draft class. And let me explain why. This class could end up being very talented. We'll see how they turn out, but I have to mention one specific thing. Take a look at the draft class photos with these players. With their skinny short pants and their no socks and their bow ties. And if you think for one second that in 10, 12, 15 years, we're not going to be pointing and laughing at those pictures the way we laugh at like Joakim Noah's hideous suit on draft night or Karl Malone's Miami Vice suit. Remember he had that tie and it only went about halfway down his chest or Jalen Rose's goofy red pinstripes on draft night or Samaki Walker looking like, I don't know. He just came out of a Boys to Men video. If you don't think that we're going to end up laughing at this draft class in much the same way that we do at those, then you are in denial because these looks that we saw last week on draft night are every bit as hilarious as what we've seen in the past. I know everyone today is, no, that's cool. No, that's cool. Remember, Trae Young wore short pants. Oh, the looks that we saw on draft night. Yeah, those are going to be infamous here in just a few years. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, and we will, of course, be looking at the latest and greatest sports news that is coming out. We will be touching on some of those top stories. And you know, with the NBA season now complete, what are the storylines that we're going to be watching as we head into next season? Got a few things that I want to consider. Plus, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You never know what we might have to rank this week, but you know that you're going to want to tune in for that. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, for all of you that tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, it is appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.